We've seen ups and downs. You know, we had the Great Recession, the pandemic. But overall, the TV ad market has not gone through a long-term decline like what we're going to see. And part of that is coming from the shift of ad dollars from linear to CTV and to platforms like Amazon.
Hey, gang, it's Tuesday, January 2nd. Jasmine, Yuri, Paul, and listeners, happy brand new year to you all. I don't know why I'm yelling. And welcome, I started, so I'll keep going, to the Behind the Numbers Daily and eMarketer podcast. I'm very excited about 2024, apparently, for no reason at all. It'll be the same as the rest. I'm Marcus. Today I'm joined by three people. Let's meet them. We start with one of our principal analysts who heads up our tech, ad, and media desks based in New Jersey. It's Yuri Wormser.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, fella. We're also joined by our principal analyst who covers everything social media, typically based on the west coast of the US, but hanging out in Finland for the holidays. It's Jasmine Enberg.
Hello from the cold and the snow.
Hello, hello. And finally, we're joined by our VP of content based just above New York City. It's Paul Werner.
Great to be here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, sir, to you all. Welcome back to the Behind the Numbers show for 2024. First one of the year. We start, of course, with the fact of the day. Today's fact: there are four national anthems with no lyrics. No official lyrics, apparently. You can make your own up. Any guesses? They're very small countries, except one, which is a large country in Western Europe. And two of you speak it. Speak the language. Maybe Yuri too, you dark horse Yuri. Maybe you do as well. I don't know.
Spain?
Yes.
You gave us a good
Spanish
hint.
Anthem. Yeah. Who knew? Yuri, do you speak as well?
Speak French, but not Spanish.
Okay, thank God. I'm not the only person who can't speak Spanish on the episode. But French, I thought there was a language you spoke. Okay, so French. Yeah, Spanish. The Spanish national anthem has no words. One of Marcha Real. Is that how you would pronounce it?
Marcha Real, yeah.
Okay, nailed it. Is one of four national anthems in the world, along with Bosnia-Herzegovina, Kosovo, and San Marino, to have no official lyrics. Hmm. It'd be funny.
No wonder when I watch those Spanish national team games, nobody's singing. They're just playing the anthem, and everybody's kind of standing there.
Yeah, they're just making them up as they go along. So yeah. I was thinking, if I could make them up for England, it would be something like this. England's the best country. But it is often grey, but we make do. Our food is good enough. Our football team's pretty rough, excluding the women's team, because they're actually good. What do you think?
I like it.
Nailed it. Absolutely.
They just tough start to
here. Yeah.
How long did it take you to come up with that?
I just came up with it right about an hour. About an hour. Let's get on with the episode. Today's real topic, the great Behind the Numbers takeoff trends 2024. In today's episode, first in the lead, we'll cover some trends for 2024. No other news today because we have some predictions, some expectations, some trends for 2024 to get to. So, as you heard me describe for the title of the show, this is the great Behind the Numbers takeoff. Is a very, very witty play on The Great British Bake Off, which I don't really watch, but I've seen a few times.
I do.
This
big
is,
fan.
This is the trends. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Jasmine, yep. Yuri?
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Okay, that's good enough.
The only thing that would make that show better is if they start with the national anthem and your version of it, Marcus.
I just came up with, yeah. I think
Let's
few people would
Let's make that a suggestion
watch.
For them.
Thank you, guys. So how are we going to play today's episode? Well, our takers, or bakers, if you will be cooking up some expectations for the coming new year that we're in, 2024. Three rounds, signature take, instead of signature bake. The how it will technically play out challenge, instead of the technical challenge, and the show stopping argument, instead of the showstopper.
Marcus, this is very clever, now that you're actually saying these all out loud.
And I didn't pick up on any of them.
Oh, I'm very impressed.
Yep.
Thanks. Don't be, but thank you. Let's meet the contestants' arguments. Paul.
I'm going to be talking about how Prime Video will push CTV ad spending to a new milestone as linear TV tumbles.
Okay, Jasmine?
I'm going to be talking about how short video on social media will face a reckoning as messaging rises.
And Yuri?
And I'm going to be talking about how generative AI will reshape search to serve.
Perfect. They are our takers. Paul talking about Prime Video, Jasmine talking about short video, and Yuri talking about Gen AI. So let's get to round one, signature take. So in this round, our chefs will have 1 minute to explain the premise of their trends. We start with Paul, 1 minute on the clock. Paul, talk to us about your Prime Video prediction.
I think most people have already heard that Amazon is going to launch an ad-supported tier on Prime Video this year. So that will definitely inject more ad revenue into Amazon's bottom line, but it's also going to energize the CTV market overall in the US. We're expecting that year-to-year growth in connected TV advertising this year to actually grow over last year. Last year it was 20%. This year it's going to be over 22%. So when you see rising growth in any market that's already mature and already in the tens of billions of dollars, that's pretty remarkable. It makes CTV the second fastest growing ad format we track after retail media. So most of the increases we're going to see starting this year and through the end of our forecast a few years down the line are going to actually come from spending on Prime Video ads.
Very nice. Yes, becoming a $30 billion market this year, $34 billion next year. So getting to some pretty significant numbers at this point for CTV ad spend in the US. Jasmine, your turn now.
So after years of pushing short video, whether that is 10 to 15 second TikToks, whether that's Reels or YouTube Shorts, the short video craze by the social platforms is now starting to cool. So Meta has said that it is pivoting its strategy from being Reels only to video more holistically. And we're now even seeing TikTok starting to encourage creators to post videos that are longer than a minute. And it's also extended its maximum video length to 15 minutes. At the same time, we are seeing a lot more social engagement, which includes video viewing, go down in the DMs and the group chats rather than on the feed. Adam Mosseri has also said that stories and DMs drive the most growth on Instagram, for example. And we've even got TikTok starting to expand its messaging features as we're shifting away from this public broadcasting on social media to more private sharing.
Mm-hmm. Just out of curiosity, Jasmine, did you say TikTok extended to 15 minutes?
TikTok extended to 15 minutes. They've already allowed 10-minute videos for a while now, but this was a recent move. I think they're only in a testing phase, but there's definitely 15-minute videos available to at least some users on TikTok.
I thought the max was like 15 seconds or 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's a big shift.
When we talk about short video, Jasmine, I mean, is there an official, unofficial definition? Like what length of time, what duration comes to mind for you?
So there isn't a standard definition for short video, and it varies quite significantly from platform to platform. I tend to think of short video as anything under 60 seconds because of, you know, the monetization possibilities on video, right? So if you think of long video, that would be anything over 60 seconds because that's where you can place more video ads.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Yuri, your signature take, sir.
Yeah, so I think we're all obsessed with generative AI. We were last year. But despite all of the hype around it, search itself didn't really change all that much in 2023 as a result of generative AI. Still, you asked a question, you wrote in a text, or you said something into a search, into a virtual assistant, and you received a list of answers. I think that's going to change this year as generative AI becomes more baked into the main search engines and also alternative search engines like social media and retail sites. So I think we're going to see a pretty big change there.
Okay. Very nice. So they are our signature takes for round one. Let's move to round two, the how it will technically play out challenge. Our chefs will explain in more detail how they expect the trend to unfold. We are going to start this round with Paul. So Paul, still talking about Prime Video, pushing CTV ad spend to a new milestone. Talk to us in a bit more detail about how you see that playing out in 2024.
Well, Amazon has already been serving ads on various video platforms, including Twitch, Freevee, which is their free ad-supported streaming TV channel, and of course, Thursday Night Football on Prime Video. They had not, as of now, served ads across the bulk of the Prime Video inventory, which is mostly entertainment. So I think that's what's going to tip the scale. So last year, they made about $2.5 billion from OTT, so over-the-top video ad revenues. And this year, that's going to almost double to 4.75, so close to $5 billion. So it's also important to remember how big Amazon's ad business is. And I say this because that's the foundation of launching this ad tiers. But it is going to be a change that's going to ripple across the entire CTV ad market just by the sheer size of what's going on and all the possibilities that it opens up.
Yeah, it's a business that overtook Amazon's ad business in the US, overtook Instagram a couple of years ago. And is now bigger than Facebook, standalone Instagram and standalone Facebook. So combined, Meta is still bigger, but Amazon, bigger than Facebook and Instagram by themselves.
And this is a retailer. This is not a company whose right. main business is ads.
Yeah.
Paul, do you think there's going to be an impact on YouTube? Because one of the things I was thinking about as videos get longer on other platforms, particularly TikTok, YouTube might push further into CTV this year.
Yeah, I mean, YouTube is already I call it a sleeping giant in CTV because most people still think of YouTube as, shorter content, and it's been predominantly mobile-oriented for many, many years, but that is changing. Not that much attention is paid to it, but I think YouTube is really making a play to be a CTV and entertainment mm-hmm. hub, and I think its numbers prove it as well. Mm-hmm. This year, that business, just connected TV ad revenues on YouTube in the US, is over $3 billion, and again, growing by double digits every year. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Jasmine, you're up.
So I think first to your earlier point, Marcus, when you asked me how you define short video, the important thing to note here that we're not going longer form video doesn't necessarily mean long. Short video isn't going to go away this year. And I expect that social videos are still going to be closer to the 15 second than the 15 minute mark. And that's because mm-hmm. people still love short video. There's also going to be a major learning curve for a lot of short form creators as they shift to longer form. But a lot of the creators that I've spoken to recently have already been trying to figure out how to do long form. And what's really interesting here is that, like TikTok itself, these creators are learning from YouTube and YouTubers on how to do that, because YouTube, of course, is the OG and still the leader in long form social. Mm-hmm. And we're also not going back to this era of Facebook Watch or IGTV. There isn't going to be this standard formula to social video. We're going to see a lot of variation in video lengths, and it's still going to look a lot more like TikTok rather than TV. But I do think it'll also have the consequence of having less trending content from creators and users and more evergreen original content, because longer video gives more opportunity to storytell. And I actually think that's going to be a pretty welcome news to a lot of brands and marketers.
Mm-hmm. I feel as though we need a new classification here. Can we start talking about medium form video at some point? That's got to emerge, hasn't it? Maybe not. Yuri, you're up, mate.
Yeah, so one of the things that I said, that search itself didn't change all that much because of generative AI in 2023. It has been changing for other reasons, though. There's been a fragmentation of search, in part going to product search, moving to places like Amazon primarily, but also Walmart, Target, other retailers, and also a lot of search moving to social, and that search being developed and built out. But what I think is going to happen is that those trends of fragmentation are going to be supercharged by generative AI. So mm-hmm. first of all, you'll see a lot of innovation coming from different players. So at the moment, Google is reacting to other players. Bing is, its longtime challenger, but it leapt in with generative AI in 2023. Mm-hmm. And Google responded with its own sort of search generative experience, its own experimental form. But I think you're going to see the retailers jump in with virtual assistants, shopping aids that are going to help with product search. And I think really importantly, you're going to see voice search transform as Siri and Alexa and Assistant or whatever they call them as they're superpowered by generative AI. They will become much more useful and really take a larger share of search. And lastly, it's just in visual search, which already generates 12 billion searches on Google alone per month. I think that's going to become even more powerful as you can manipulate it.
So you touched on some really interesting points there. So to go back to a few, one, voice assistants becoming smarter. They're already used by a lot of folks, a surprising number, 150 million Americans, it's about 44% of the population using voice assistants. The second point there, Yuri, about Google trying to fend off folks who are encroaching on the territory and going elsewhere to try to get their queries solved. Google's share of US search advertising. The share of US search advertising falling below 50% this year, you point out, as search moves to Amazon or to social, TikTok, whoever. So I think that's a bit of a milestone. But I liked in the report you talked about, you just kind of simplified it. Where will customers be asking their questions?
Yeah, I mean, that's the key. It's just like people, and generative AI will not only change where, but the type of questions they're asking. So
Good
if you
point.
can, right now, you can ask your virtual assistant, set my alarm or where, give me the directions to whatever. Now you can say, where's the best place to buy a knit sweater of this design? Much different type of questions and much different type of answers.
I also love this trend because one of the things I've been thinking a lot about is, how the battle or the war or the race to generative AI is going to play out next year. And I think this speaks so well to it because it shows also how it's being integrated into all these different products and services that we already use. So it's really just going to be everywhere. And I think that's going to also deepen our relationship and our reliance on a lot of these existing services much more than, we already have been relying on them in the past.
And I think it also relates to the other two trends as well, in that generative AI can interpret video. So you can actually have very, very customized ads attached to these videos that then people can order directly, perhaps using generative AI as well.
You can also ask Gen AI what actually constitutes a short video.
I have to do that,
Yeah.
actually. I'd be so curious to see what they
Yeah.
say,
Yep.
what it
Need the
says.
answer. I'm crying out loud. All right, folks, let's move to round three. It's the show-stopping argument round. Our chefs will pull out their best closing arguments as to why their trend is most likely to happen. A mic drop round, if you will. We'll start with Paul, 30 seconds on the clock. Paul, tell us why you think Prime Video pushing CTV ad spending to a new milestone. It will be the biggest trend of the year.
Well, we saw what happened when Disney and Netflix launched ad tiers, and Amazon's entry into that world is having a much bigger impact dollar-wise. So this year, there will be seven businesses that earn more than $1 billion in just connected TV advertising alone. Last year, there were four.
Jasmine, why is your trend about short video most likely to be the biggest trend of the year?
Well, so there's two reasons why this is definitely going to happen. One, we already watch a lot of long video on social, so it's not like the platforms are trying to drive an entirely new behavior. And two, they have to do this because of the monetization challenges with short video. So if you think about short video ads, they are primarily served in between videos, and that limits ad loads and placements and makes them really easy for users to skip. And now the fact that a lot of these videos are being consumed in direct messages exacerbates the problem because there are no ads in DMs. But longer video actually would be a triple win for the platforms, for creators, and for brands because it would mean more time spent, means more ad space, and it also means fewer excuses not to share ad revenues.
Yuri, to close out the round, why is generative AI's integration going to supercharge search and transform the market? Why is that the biggest trend of 2024?
Two big reasons. One is just money. Search advertising, ad advertising will top $127 billion this year. So just a ton of money there. So everyone wants a part of it. And secondly is the role of search in product research and in the path to purchase. So there's a huge incentive for companies to try to get both part of the search ad spending pie, but also a foothold within the path of purchase.
All right, bakers, your time is up. Is that what they say? I don't watch it. But let's
Paul
crown.
Should, though.
I know. Paul, what do they say?
You know, I know they say bake at the beginning, but I don't know what they say when the time is up.
Ready, steady, take.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Next time.
Next time, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, folks, let's crown a winner. This episode's winner in terms of the best take for 2024, best trend for 2024, goes to Yuri. It has to go to Yuri. And Yuri, with some help from his colleague there. So I like to think Yuri was over there just baking up his take, and then Jasmine came over and she just started adding some ingredients and helping out. Because when Jasmine said generative AI is going to be everywhere, that really tipped the scales. Not the baking scales.
I shouldn't have
scales.
Said it.
I know.
You shouldn't have. Yeah,
Jasmine, you can't do that.
Very selfless of you, Jasmine.
Went over to his station, just helped him out. Teamwork. Congratulations to everyone, but to Yuri for winning the great Behind the Numbers Takeoff Trends 2024 episode. If you want more detail on all of those trends and six more, the full report where these live is called Top Trends to Watch in 2024, 9 Ways Media Commerce and the AI Revolution Will Shape the Market in the New Year. Click the link in the show notes, or you can, of course, head to insiderintelligence.com. That's all we've got time for today's episode. Thank you so much to my guests. Thank you to Jasmine.
Thank you, Marcus. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you to Yuri.
Thanks, all.
This episode's best baker, and thank you to Victoria, who edits the show, James, who copy edits it, Stuart, who runs the team, Sophie, who does our social media. Thanks to everyone for listening in for the first Behind the Numbers Daily episode of the year. Tomorrow, you can hang out with Sarah Lebo for the first Reimagining Retail show of 2024, where she'll be speaking with Sky Blake and Susie about retail trends for 2024. Not bad, huh?
Stu, I liked the singing.
Thank you.
We just got to get the three-part harmony with the rest of us next time.
Yes!
Two, three,
gotta send us the words in advance so we can practice.
Rehearsals Wednesday.